We're continuing in the 17th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Yud Zayin, Mishnah Tes Zayin. Konamuz Nayim, the beam of a scale, of a two-sided scale, the machok, or the scraper, if something is heaping and they need to scrape it down in order to make it even. Sheish ben beis kibul matachos, that have a metal base, that have a beis kibul for metal. Va esel sheish base kibul ma'os, or a pole that has a base kibul for coins in it, the kanishal anishesh po base kibul mayim, or a poor man's cane that has a little place for water in it. These are like multi-dimensional, multifaceted kalim that, it's like the Swiss Army knife. It's a cane, but it's also a water bottle. It's a scale, but it's also a wallet. Umaklu sheish po base kibul mezuzah margalios, a stick that has a base kibul for mezuzah and for pearls. Hare ilu tamei, and all of these things are going to be tame because they have a base kibul. Val kulanam Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said about all of them, oili im omer, oili im lo omer, that I don't know if I should teach this or not, because by telling people about how to hide your money and how to hide other stuff, I'm going to teach people how to be cheaters, but it is an important halacha that people should know. Mishnah Yud Zayin, tachtis hatzorfin tameya, the bottom of a goldsmith or a silversmith's work table that can become tame, because whatever extra pieces of gold and silver fall off, land on it, v'shal nafachin tahara. But underneath a blacksmith's workstation, it's going to be tahar, because it's not meant to hold anything, meaning the trimmings that fall off of gold and silver, you want to collect those. Whatever a blacksmith is working with, it sparks and whatever else, there's no collecting anything. Mashcheza sheish b'beis kibul shemen. If you have a board that you use for sharpening, and it has a place for oil to rub on the knife when you're sharpening it, tameya, then it's tamik, because it has a base kibul, v'she'in ba tahora, but if it doesn't have such a base kibul, then it's tahora. Pinkas sheish ba base kibul shava tameh. If you have a wooden tablet that has a place for wax, it could become tameh, because it has a base kibul, v'she'in ba tahor, and if it doesn't have a base kibul, it's tahor. Machzel sakash v'shvaferes hakash. A straw mat that people would use for sitting on, or a straw shvaferes, a tube. Rabbi Akiva mitameh. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's tameh, because it's a real cleave. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mitar. Rabbi Yochanan Manuri says, nah, it's not a real kli. It's like a makeshift throwaway kind of thing. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af shel pakus kayotze behen. The same is going to be true if it's made out of stalks of a melon of some sort, or made out of, so then it's the same as that which is made out of straw, which is going to be the same machlokas that we just had. Machzelus kalim shel chilef, a mat made out of reeds or grass, tahora, is tahor, because it's not going to be comfortable to sit on. So we assume it's not meant for sitting on, it's just meant for like hanging over you to provide you with some shade. Shoferes hakana shechatocha lekabala, a tube made out of reed that you cut to hold something inside of it. Torah hachiyotzi es kalakochi, it's going to be tar until you get rid of all of the white yucky stuff inside of that reed, because it's not really usable as a container until you get rid of all that stuff that's inside of that reed. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Tes Zion, we said that about a whole bunch of different types of pshute kliyot, seemingly pshute kliyot that have hidden compartments in them, that they have a din of a beis kibul, and therefore they are tameh. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wasn't sure if he should teach this halacha or not. And then in Mishnah Yud Zion, we spoke about a bunch of other wood kalim, so that which is underneath the goldsmith or the silversmith's table is considered to be mekabel tumah, that which is under the blacksmith's table is not going to be considered to be makabel tumah. We discussed a board that has a tablet that has a base kibul for wax is makabel tumah. If it doesn't, it's not makabel tumah. We spoke about certain types of mats that are made out of straw, so it's very makeshift. So Rabbi Akiva holds it's a real kli. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says it's not a real kli, and maybe a mat made out of stalks of a gourd are similar to that. And then we said a mat made out of reeds or grass are very uncomfortable, and therefore they're not really makabel tumah. And a straw, a tube that's made out of a reed, unless it's really fully hollowed out from the yucky white stuff that's inside of it, is not going to be makabel tumah. Next time we'll pick up with the 18th parak of Maseches Kelim.